Maps have defined my knowledge of the universe around me. Road maps for driving, contour maps defining hills and valleys, sectional charts for flying airplanes along designated paths, and solar and stellar maps to orient directions on sea or land. I speak the language of maps. I know their origins and their references. They build me a world of roads, hills, waterways, cities and villages, railroads that fit me into my surroundings. My universe is disappearing. A digital one is building. A readout or a voice, or both, now tells me what my phone or iPad sees. It calls out the altitude, admonishes me when I stray from its course, gives me new directions to my destination, or disappears when its electronic path is not supported. Sectional charts are being replaced by iPads. I think in three dimensions, plotted by me from my knowledge of maps. The digital instrument gives precise directions to a GPS location, ignoring the surrounding terrain. How do I know digital is correct? I rely on the universe of my maps, complete with distance, directions, roads, states, cities, people, lakes, and rivers. A new generation relies completely on the digital information. No plotting necessary. The wilderness explorer uses a satellite phone, does not know the stars and their relative positions, doesn't know the length of her stride in order to calculate distance, and would never think to create her own sundial. My maps orient me. They fix my place in the physical universe. The digital world tells me I am a coordinate among coordinates in a flat, two-dimensional Pac-Man world. Is that good or bad? I don't know. It is happening. Gas stations no longer sell road maps. I'm Carl Winkler, and that is my perspective.